Greetings and welcome to our Lectio Divina podcast, where we pray with the ancient practice of Lectio Divina as we take one of the week's lectionary scripture texts and meditate and pray with it. Thank you for joining me. A few words from Richard Rohr from his book, Things Hidden, Scripture as Spirituality. On page 63 is a small paragraph here that helps orient us to our practice, but more importantly, to the relationship that we're about as we pray and meditate. He says, healthy religion knows that there are many essential things you can only know by a different path than cerebral knowing. Atheists do not know that. The really great truths, like love and inner freedom, are not fully conceptual, and they can never be understood by reason alone. They can never be proven to others, whether you're a PhD or even have 5 degrees in theology. They are known holistically, that is, when all of you is there. No easy task, by the way. That's why Saint Bonaventure, scholar and intellectual, said that a cleaning person can know God much better than a doctor in theology. So we turn now to this great truth of the love relationship with the divine who is present in our lives in this moment. We may not be able to prove this relationship with concepts, with our reason, intellect, statistics necessarily. But like any love relationship, it is something that is real, that can be lived and be nourished. And so what we do in these moments is slow down and listen and relate with the spirit of the one who made us, who loves us and takes our hand and walks with us. Let us take a few moments now. I invite you to turn towards God and state to God what it is that you most intend in this time. What is your intention? What is your deepest desire in these moments, for these moments, as we meditate and center ourselves?
The time has come. The time is now to stop and feel the pull of the has come. The time is now to stop and feel the pull of the Lord. O Shepherd, speak to me. The time has come. The time is now. To stop and feel the pull of the Lord. O Shepherd, speak to me. The time has come. The time is now. has come. The time is now to stop. Feel the pull of the Lord. O shepherd, speak to me. The time has come. Time is now to stop. Feel the pull of the Lord. O shepherd, speak to me. The time has come. The time is now.
I'll be reading Genesis 37, 1 through 4 and 12 through 28, the story of Joseph. I'm reading from the Message version of the Bible. And I'll read the passage once just to get acquainted with it, and then we'll dive into it two more times. Listen to this story. This is the story of Jacob. The story continues with Joseph, 17 years old at the time, helping out his brothers in herding the flocks. These were his half-brothers, actually, the sons of his father's wives, Bilhah and Zilpah. And Joseph brought his father bad reports on them. Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was a child of his old age. And he made him an elaborately embroidered coat. When his brothers realized that their father loved him more than them, they grew to hate him. They wouldn't even speak to him. His brothers had gone off to Shechem, where they were pasturing their father's flocks. Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers are with flocks in Shechem. Come, I want to send you to them." Joseph said, "I'm ready." He said, "Go and see how your brothers and the flocks are doing and bring me back a report." He sent him off from the valley of Hebron to Shechem. A man met him as he was wandering through the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" "I'm trying to find my brothers. Do you have any idea where they are grazing their flocks?" The man said, "They've left here, but I overheard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph took off, tracked his brothers down, and found them in Dothan. They spotted him off in the distance. By the time he got to them, they had cooked up a plot to kill him. The brothers were saying, "Here comes that dreamer. Let's kill him and throw him into one of these old cisterns. We can say that a vicious animal ate him up. We'll see what his dreams amount to." Reuben heard the brothers talking and intervened to save him. "We're not going to kill him. No murder. Go ahead and throw him in the cistern where in the wild, but don't hurt him." Reuben planned to go back later and get him out and take him back to his father. When Joseph reached his brothers, they ripped off the fancy coat that he was wearing, grabbed him, and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was dry. There wasn't any water in it. Then they sat down to eat their supper. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites on their way from Gilead, their camels loaded with spices, ointments, and perfumes to sell in Egypt. Judah said, "Brothers, what are we going to get out of killing our brother and concealing the evidence? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, but let's not kill him. He is, after all, our brother, or our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. By the time the Midianite traders were passing by, his brothers pulled Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 pieces of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took Joseph with them down to Egypt. I'll read the text a couple more times and invite you to see if anything gives pause to your heart or mind as you listen. Listen for a word, phrase, or image that might be given to you. This is the story of Jacob. The story continues with Joseph, 17 years old at the time, helping out his brothers in herding the flocks. These were his half-brothers, actually, the sons of his father's wives, Bilhah and Zilpah, and Joseph brought his father bad reports on them. Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was a child of his old age, and he made him an elaborately embroidered coat. When his brothers realized that their father loved him more than them, they grew to hate him. They wouldn't even speak to him. His brothers had gone off to Shechem, where they were pasturing their father's flocks. Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers are with flocks in Shechem. Come, I want to send you to them." Joseph said, "I'm ready." He said, "Go and see how your brothers and the flocks are doing, and bring me back a report." He sent him off from the valley of Hebron to Shechem. A man met him as he was wandering through the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" "I'm trying to find my brothers. Do you have any idea where they're grazing their flocks?" The man said, "They've left here, but I overheard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph took off, tracked his brothers down, and found them in Dothan. They spotted him off in the distance. By the time he got to them, they had cooked up a plot to kill him. Brothers were saying, "Here comes that dreamer. Let's kill him and throw him into one of these old cisterns. We can say a vicious animal ate him up. We'll see what his dreams amount to." Reuben heard the brothers talking and intervened to save him. "We're not going to kill him. No murder. Go ahead and throw him in this cistern out here in the wild, but don't hurt him." Reuben planned to go back later and get him out and take him back to his father. When Joseph reached his brothers, they ripped off the fancy coat he was wearing, grabbed him, and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was dry. There wasn't any water in it. Then they sat down to eat their supper. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites on their way to Gilead, from Gilead, their camels loaded with spices, ointments, and perfumes to sell in Egypt. Judah said, "Brothers, what are we going to get out of killing our brother and concealing the evidence? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, but let's not kill him. He is, after all, our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. By that time, the Midianite traders were passing by. His brothers pulled Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 pieces of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took Joseph with them down to Egypt. This is the story of Jacob. The story continues with Joseph, 17 years old at the time, helping out his brothers in herding the flocks. These were his half-brothers, actually, the sons of his father's wives, Bilhah and Zilpah, and Joseph brought his father bad reports on them. Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he was a child of his old age. And he made him an elaborately embroidered coat. When his brothers realized that their father loved him more than them, they grew to hate him. They wouldn't even speak to him. His brothers had gone off to Shechem, where they were pasturing their father's flocks. Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers are with flocks in Shechem. Come, I want to send you to them." Joseph said, "I'm ready." He said, "Go and see how your brothers and the flocks are doing and bring me back a report." He sent him off from the valley of Hebron to Shechem. A man met him as he was wandering through the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" "I'm trying to find my brothers. Do you have any idea where they are grazing their flocks?" The man said, "They've left here, but I overheard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph took off, tracked his brothers down, and found them in Dothan. They spotted him off in the distance. By the time he got to them, they had cooked up a plot to kill him. The brothers were saying, "Here comes that dreamer. Let's kill him and throw him into one of these old cisterns. We can say that a vicious animal ate him up. We'll see what his dreams amount to." Reuben heard the brothers talking and intervened to save him. "We're not going to kill him. No murder. Go ahead and throw him in this cistern out here in the wild, but don't hurt him." Reuben planned to go back later and get him out and take him back to his father. When Joseph reached his brothers, they ripped off the fancy coat he was wearing, grabbed him, and threw him in the cistern. The cistern was dry. There wasn't any water in it. Then they sat down to eat their supper. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites on their way from Gilead, their camels loaded with spices, ointments, and perfumes to sell in Egypt. Judah said, "Brothers, what are we going to get out of killing our brother and concealing the evidence? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, but let's not kill him. He is, after all, our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed. By that time, the Midianite traders were passing by. His brothers pulled Joseph out of the cistern and sold him for 20 pieces of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took Joseph with them down to Egypt. some more time now and stay with what has been given. If there's a word, phrase, an image, some sense of gift, if one floats to the top as you meditate, take time with it. See what God may be giving you, specifically you, not some general audience, but you specifically. In your situation, in this specific day, not yesterday or tomorrow, but today, what is this gift? What is this challenge, this strength, this nourishment that God may be giving you? Take time with it. Maybe journal or be creative with it to express what this is. And be sure to have some moments of just silence before closing your time. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to hearing how these reflections, these moments with the scripture impacts your heart, your mind, your life. I encourage you to add any comments to the comment section or email me sometime. May God's shepherding grace and peace and strength be yours this day. Peace.